Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Oh, hello, Emily. My name's Therese. Emily, I've got a chicken, a pet chicken that is 4 years old and is not looking particularly happy. And I'm not sure whether I should bring her to the vet because I'm going on holidays in a few days. I've got house sitters, but I just don't know whether there's something that we can do for her. So,
yeah, what's going on with her?
Well, her little tail is down. She's not running out to eat like she would normally do. There's two chickens and I'm not sure which one, but any eggs that are being laid are like really soft shelled and not entire.
Okay.
So yeah, she just isn't as perky as I think she should be.
Yeah.
So she's sitting under a tree at the moment. The other one's up early, the other one where she was sitting in the nest.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a bit vague, but I don't know whether she's maybe a bit egg bound or maybe I'm not sure what's going on. She's just not eating like she should. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, what have we got here? I can get her in tomorrow. I don't have anything today. Tomorrow at 2 would be my first available.
Okie dokie. Yeah, well, maybe I'll get it would be good, and I'll bring her in and
especially if she's laying soft-shelled eggs, they can get reproductive issues where that causes that. There are a few things that we can do to sort of shut off her reproductive drive altogether, so that way she stops laying, which might be the best option, especially while you're away. But we'll just get the vet to have a look at her and to see, just give her a check over and just see what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, she like they haven't laid a proper egg.
And especially just before you're going away, it's best to just get it checked so that nothing happens while you're away.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? I kind of don't want to leave them with a dilemma, but all right. So thank you. 2 o'clock tomorrow, I will bring the chicken pumpkin in. You want some details?
Have we seen you before?
No, I've only just come in. I rang probably a year and a half ago. I got some worming tablets. So in the waiting room, I paid for the worming tablets and you guys showed me how to give the chickens the worming tablets.
Let me just see, because we would have had to grab your details to be able to dispense those tablets. What was your first name?
Therese, Therese.
And your surname?
Marty, M-A-R-T-Y.
Yeah, that's so strange. We don't have your details. Alrighty. Marty, M-A-R-T-Y.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's your best contact email address?
It's CJ.
Yep.
T-M.
G-M for Mary?
Yep. So, 1984.
Yep.
At AOL.
Yep.
.com.
Alrighty. And the number you're calling from ending in 157, that's your best contact?
That's my best contact, yeah. With the email, I just don't know whether I heard you right, but it's CJT for Tango M.
Perfect.
Yeah, just what you wanted to be.
Yep. No, excellent. Thank you. And what is your home address?
Number 5.
Yep.
Riviera Court.
Riviera, was it?
Yeah, R-I-V-I-E-R-A. At Newport?
On Newport?
No, Newport, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pumpkin, you said, is her name?
Yeah, Pumpkin is the name. She's a nice brown pumpkin-coloured chicken.
Yeah. Is she just a Isa Brown or what sort of type
she is?
She is.
Yeah, she's an Isa Brown, yeah.
And you said she's about 4, was it?
Yeah, we got her in September 21.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, I've got Pumpkin all booked in there 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Sure. So I'm just rearranging a few things to get there for 2, but that's...
I do have a bit later.
Yeah, tell me what time later, like if you've got an appointment after 4, that would be easy for me, but if you haven't, that's okay.
3:40 would be the latest, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, no, that's okay. Wonderful.
Would that be a bit easier than the 2 o'clock?
I've got to just catch the chicken. no, maybe I'll do 2 o'clock and then, yeah, I'll catch the chicken. Yeah, I'll arrive either the next thing. Yeah, okay, thank you so much for that,
that's
Emily.
That's all right.
We'll see you tomorrow too.
We'll
okay,
see you tomorrow.
Cool.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.